and the war, their beginning, cartoonish. We could go this way, that when we switch over to our PO, as he is today, sitting there talking with a friend, he can just step out of that talk. We just keep it short. And we use it to kind of illustrate, you know, set the scene for the world situation. He can see something. So he's arguing a bit there with his friend, old schoolmate, small towner, typical Swede. And you can see, well, we got a little conflict there we can tap into, and then he walks out, he looks in through the window of the toy store, remembering how he used to buy and build monster models. Why this attraction to the dark, to the monstrous? Well, I guess it is. So we got the demons and the gods and angels right here inside. And it's about which side we choose to live our lives on. He walks there, philosophizing a little bit. Well, I have to confess, I went down that dark dungeon a bit. But then, you know, sometimes that's what you need to do to come up there on the bright side again, as if born anew. So I guess this is a story I'm trying to tell here. Maybe he's walking there with his friend down the street. It could be a woman, and she's talking about dolls, and he about electric trains. Yes, that's how it was back then, and still is, isn't it? Something like that. And then he again repeats something about, but you know, the nice thing is people networking now wherever you are on the planet. And I can recommend this. It exists, but then doesn't, and it's all up to us, the awares. And then we see that logo, the awares logo or something, in one panel. And zoom out from that, and then we are back in Maria, Mona, whatever her name is, or in her friend's place there, on that screen of that guy. And then she sits there, figuring out what just happened. And logs in, and that's it.